the closer you get to the path, which is what? The mind of Christ. Doesn't matter what kind of work you do or where you live, the path is still the same, the mind of Christ. But the closer you get to the mind of Christ, the more you can actually know what somebody's thinking. You don't even have to read their mind, because their mind's, it's already been written. It hit me like a ton of bricks just a minute ago, so I thought I'd record this while I'm thinking about it. I need to start doing that more often. Here lately, I've just been waiting for a day or two before I record something, but once it hits me, I'm going to just go ahead and record it. It might be uploaded for a few days, but anyway, when you think about this, hey, Google, off. I had some classical music in the background. When you think about this, when you approach the mind of Christ, which is oneness with Jesus, in thoughts, in deeds, in actions, in beliefs, everything, then when you're talking to somebody who's not as far along the path as you are, they come behind you. You already know what they're dealing with. You already know what their issues are, because you've had to work through them. Because to get the mind of Christ, you have to work through these things. If a person's in unforgiveness and bitterness, you know that kind of person is really not looking at themselves. They're not looking at themselves. They're blaming everybody else. They got one finger pointing and three fingers pointing back, but they never look at those three fingers. They only look at what somebody else is doing. They never look at their own stuff, their own junk. And so when somebody's in bitterness and unforgiveness, you know they're stuck in a loop, right? When somebody's always complaining, you know they're stuck in a loop. Until they get out of that complaining mindset, they're not going to escape the loop. When somebody's stuck in greed and money and lovers of money and lovers of pleasure, when somebody's always wanting to have fun, if everything about them is just fun, you know that's a hedonistic mindset where everything is about pleasure. You know this is true because when you see a little baby, a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 20-year-old, a 21-year-old, and you're somebody who's in college, you've already been there, somebody who's in high school, you've already been through that, you already know what they're thinking and what they're dealing with by where they're at, but also by their words. There are some people, even when they're young, who grow faster. If they're not saved, you already know what they think. They think they're gods. They want to be their own god. If somebody's going to the football games and the basketball games and they're always going to an event, they're always going to an event, that tells you how they think. If they do not invest, and it doesn't necessarily mean investing in the stock market. It means investing in themselves, or investing in other people, or investing in knowledge and wisdom and growing on the inside. Your biggest investment is in the inside. Paul said outward, a lot of people lift weights and all that. That's fine. You know, that's profitable. But the real part's the inside. The spiritual part's the inside. And what's the spiritual part? The inner man. And so as you walk the path and approach the mind of Christ, and in mathematics and calculus and all, they talk about approaching a line. You know, there's this ultimate goal that everybody's moving towards, if they're saved, is the mind of Christ. When we see Him, we'll be like Him. But right now, you have the Holy Spirit, and you can renew your mind right now. There's no reason not to. There's no reason not to renew your mind, because everything out in front of you, that's what I'm saying. If somebody's just, everything is an event. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to the mountains. I'm going to the basketball game. I'm going here. They're actually running from the inside. They're running from something on the inside, you know. And then when they speak, and the words that they speak, if all they speak about is the material realm, And they never speak about Proverbs or Psalms or Ephesians or Colossians or Galatians or spiritual stuff. You know that they're of the world. You can know if somebody's of the world, the flesh, and a proud life. If everything out of their mouth is a dirty joke, or they're of the flesh. If they can't stop drinking, they have a habit of drinking or Xanax or drugs or whatever. If they can't break a habit, they have a problem with their identity. Addiction is your identity process. ADDI is divided mind. They have the identity crisis. If somebody has an addiction, it's about their identity. It goes back to their childhood. It's really easy. It's really easy once you just sit down and meditate on this thing. And so you go talk to your neighbor across the street or whatever, and everything they talk about is partying and all. You know, 90% chance they never got saved. It's possible when they were younger they got saved and then backslid or whatever. But if they're surrounding themselves with people who are of the system, but see, not even that. It's you got the Holy Spirit in you that's pulling you up. It's like a, I've said it before, it's like a balloon in a pool that has air. It's going to rise to the top. But a balloon that's in the pool that has no air, it's just sitting on the bottom. It sinks to the bottom. So the flesh body, without the air, the Holy Spirit, joint heirs, without the air, the flesh body is just flesh. But when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you get born again by faith alone in Jesus alone, you rise up. It's automatic. You can't... And even if somebody's, let's say you're in a church and somebody claims to be saved, but they try to pull you down, you'll eventually break off from that person because you're rising up and it's not you, it's Christ in you, and you cannot stop. If you quit growing while you're down here, intentionally, God will take you out. Or He'll scourge every son He receives. He's going to scourge you to the hilt. If you keep going back to Babylon, if you keep going back to Egypt, because you're His now. And what father or mother doesn't spank their children? And it doesn't necessarily mean spank with the hand, but it means discipline. With the rod, with the hand, with the mouth, with time out, whatever way you discipline, God scourges. You see, when you read that and you talk to some when you read that in Hebrews 12, God scourges every son He receives, and you talk to some saved person who's straddling the fence, they're going to get mad. God doesn't scourge His children. Yeah, He does. In Hebrews, submit to the Father of lights and live. When God scourges you, it's for your sanctification, it's for your separation, it's for your holiness, it's for your wholeness, it's to bring you back to oneness with Him and the mind of Christ. So when somebody's speaking, you know if they're divided in their mind or they're whole just by the words that they speak. It's really easy. It's really easy. But you have to do some inner work. And when we talk about inner work, we're not talking about New Age inner work. We're not talking about psychological inner work. We're just talking about being renewed in the spirit of your mind like the Bible says to do. Period. And just because the New Age stole it from us and the psychologist stole it from us don't mean we can't talk about it. This is because you've been brainwashed by some box. Oh, he said psychology. Oh, he said archetype. Oh, he said fractal. Oh, he said type and shadow. Oh, he said this. They stole all these truths from us. And the reason you're still ignorant is because you don't see that. You haven't done the inner work. You're in a box. And as long as you stay in a box, you're going to stay ignorant. But as you approach the mind of Christ, you think Jesus, can't deal with the New Age. You'd think Jesus can't deal with the Gematria people. You think Jesus can't deal with the Gnostics. Jesus knows how to save them. Jesus knows how to communicate with them. Go into the highways and the byways. Learn how they think. Learn how they talk. But make sure you're grounded in the Word. And maybe you can win one or two of them out of there. Maybe you can win some souls. Jesus saves them, but you might be able to win them. You might be able to win the argument with an atheist or a Gnostic or somebody, a witch. If you can get a witch saved, you got some power that God gave you. It's not your power, but it's the Holy Spirit. If you can win a witch, if you can get a witch saved, think about that power that God gave you to pull her out of the devil's clutches. She sees the spirit realm through the demonic eyes and the lies of the devil. So if you speak truth from the spirit realm of Christ and you pull somebody out of the demonic witchcraft, think about that power that's right there. Think about how appreciative that witch or warlock would be, you know? They'd be on fire for God. They wouldn't stop. Think about that. You couldn't stop them. Do you hear what I'm saying, people? Can you hear me? Can you hear what I am saying? Can you hear me? Listen to what I'm saying. The outside doesn't change. The news, the media, the politics, the nations, the ups and downs, the storms, the waves, the clouds, the rain, the snow, the weather, the hot, the cold, it never changes. The cycles around you on the outside never changes. So what's the purpose of it? The purpose of a cycle, just like a woman has a cycle, is to birth. And so the cycles going on around you are to birth your inner man. That's the purpose of the cycles. Come on now. Is somebody starting to wake up? If a woman has a cycle to birth in, if you take your car down the street to go to work, what are those wheels doing? The wheels on that car are cycling. Why? They're teleporting you. They're birthing you from your house to your job. The cycle is the birthing process. Doesn't matter if you're driving. Doesn't matter if it's a man and woman having a baby. Doesn't matter if it's seasons. Doesn't matter if it's your inner man. The purpose of a cycle repeat system is to birth you to your new state. Whether you're at your house and you go to work, or whether you're a flesh creature and you move to a spirit creature. The purpose of the cycle repeat CNC training program, and when I say CNC, CNC, just Google it and you'll see there's these CNC machines that you put the wood or the metal on the machine and you turn it and you birth in a product. As that piece of wood or metal turns on that machine and the cutting tool is cutting that metal or wood, you start to see the birthing process. Well, that was just a piece of wood or a piece of metal. Now I see a chair leg or see a table leg. Oh, it birthed from its raw material to some elegant design. And that's what God is doing in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your will, your emotions, your intellect. God is birthing you through the CNC machine to the new state. Come on now. Somebody's waking up. Gotta be. Lord, help somebody to see this. It's so simple. Once you see it, the outside is like a show. It's a show. It's a Truman Show. It's a movie. It's a script. It's just a repeat. Once you see it, it's drama. It's Jerry Springer. The outside is Jerry Springer. And it keeps hitting you and hitting you and turning you and turning you and cutting you and cutting you to birth you to that new creature. And as long as you resist, the cutting and the pain gets worse and worse, and the scourging gets worse. But as the more you submit, the more you're in tune, you are with Source, which is Jesus, the mind of Christ. And things just flow. Come on, somebody needs to wake up. This might be, I'll listen to this when I finish. This might be the best video or audio that I've come up with to explain what's going on. The Turing machine, doesn't matter what your problem is. Doesn't matter what your habit is. Doesn't matter what your past is. Doesn't matter what you're dealing with. It's the same universal universe, one turn. It's the same universal CNC machine going on all the time. Because Source never changes. What changes? You, the human, you change. Source never changes. That's the deal, people. This might be my number one video. I don't know. But if somebody can grab hold of this, if you can grasp it, your whole world can change. And then when you step out your front door, you realize it's all scripted. It's all a show. And it's all a reflection. So when you step out your front door, it's a reflection of your spirit mind or your flesh mind. And so everything, and God is doing both at the same time. So when you step out your front door, God knows some flesh mind thing that needs to be cut out. And so at the same time, when you step out the door, God, as iron sharpens iron, so does man the countenance of man. And so the spirit in the man sharpens him. The flesh in man has a reflection that's cutting out the flesh. If every time you go out your front door and there's a policeman in front of you or following you or at the stoplight, you better say, hey, wait a minute, I'm in the flesh in some area of my life. You better stop it, because you will get pulled over eventually. And that policeman don't even know he's being controlled by the program. That is the Matrix. He is an Agent Smith. He doesn't even know what he's doing. Agent Smith in the Matrix movie, he just was a program. He was running on a program. Anyway, that's another video. It's really easy, people. You have to realize you're in a script and you're in a program. Because he's brewing you. He brews. God is brewing you and moving you to that new state. Why do you think the children of Israel were 40 years in the wilderness just going around and around and around and around for 40 years? Because he was developing them. Just like the mama develops the baby in the womb for 9 months. The baby's just stuck in that womb for 9 months. What's that about? Because it's being developed. You're stuck in a pattern for years. You've been in a pattern for 10 years, for 5 years. God is trying to birth you to the new pattern, but you just sucking on that little thumb of yours to stay in that pattern. You love your little pattern that's not beneficial to you at all. You love that pattern of destruction. Because it's a baby mindset. It's crying. Why? I love my pattern of destruction. But I'm saved. Ridiculous. Insanity.